If we hope to get desired laws enacted, legislation needs to be sold just like any other product. And in this context, the wording of a bill becomes its packaging. According to a Penn State study published in the journal Prevention Science, keywords related to types of research, such as clinical trial and longitudinal study, were associated with a 65% greater likelihood of a bill passing out of committee, while keywords related to methods, such as collect data and conduct studies, were associated with a 32% greater likelihood of being enacted than bills without research evidence language. As it turns out, both policymakers and researchers seek legislative frameworks that can leverage research evidence for effective policymaking. For this study, the team analyzed more than 20 years of U.S. federal-level legislation related to youth in the justice system. This review of legislation revealed many instances of research being used to define problems, reinforce effective practices, generate knowledge through research, and disseminate findings. In addition to influencing how bills are worded, this can help researchers focus on topics legislators should know about, such as risk factors and underlying causes. According to the Penn State team, lawmakers, researchers, and policymakers can work together to use scientific data in ways that can ultimately impact the communities they serve. They call this the social side of how research gets used. The team plans to continue research on the topic and is currently analyzing the use of research language in legislative content throughout the pandemic.